Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. And we praise you and bless you. Hallelujah. We praise you and bless you, Father, who you are. All you've done for us in Christ. All you've given us, the Holy Spirit to live in us, the new birth to create, you created us like yourself. Imparted to us your very life, and you are great. And we thank you for the faith and the love and the grace, loving kindness and tender mercy, all that you have given to us in Christ, that we are confident in your love, in your word, and who you are in us tonight, each day we live. Now let words of life flow from the lips of clay. Thank you for hearts that are open and receptive. Thank you, Lord, as we receive impartation, revelation and insight into the things of the Spirit, the realm of the Spirit. Our lives are changed and we are enhanced and built up. And we are more persuaded today than we were yesterday. And we thank you, Father. Let your Spirit move among us. Teach us the thing we need to know. Lead us on the path we need to travel on. Shine the light we can see. Give us knowledge more and more as we seek you out, that nothing will change our hearts or mind. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to talk tonight, share by what the Spirit of God put in my heart. Hallelujah. Becoming more spirit conscious than natural minded. Becoming more conscious of who living on the inside of you than being natural. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:15. I'm going to start out reading in the Passion. And we'll be changing, reading different translations of this lesson tonight. Colossians 1:15. That's right after Philippians. Oh, they got it on the screen. I do like Reverend Larry said, just I need to look up. 1:15. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Becoming conscious of the indwelling present, becoming spiritual minded. We are spirit first, then we have a soul, we live in a body. And it says in Colossians 1:15, he is divine portrayal, true likeness of the invisible God. The firstborn heir of all creation. For through the Son, everything was created. For through the Son, what? Firstborn heir of the invisible God. Okay, for through the Son, everything was created, both where? In the heavenly realm and on the earth. All that is seen and all that is unseen. Every seat of power, realm of government, principalities, and authority. It was all created how? Through him and for his purpose. See, everything that God created was for him, through him and for his purpose. Nothing he created was to be wasted or abused. When Satan decided, Lucifer, who had every he had every diamond, everything that was beautiful, he was complete. He had nothing, there was nothing missing. Listen, he was in charge of God's commerce. He did the operation of it. He was perfect in all of his ways. It's 28th chapter Isaiah. He was perfect in all of his way. I may be secret, but... But he said in his heart, I'll be like the Most High God. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. With all that wisdom, all that knowledge that he had and that was available to him, you would think that he should have known better. With all that light he had. Don't y'all listen now. All that he had, you would think he would have known better, that nobody could outdo God. No way God would create something in all his, when God knows everything in time, he knows everything in eternity. He had created a world that is still growing and expanding. Right now, as you sit on these seats, and I stand before you, and he holding, we'll get to it in a minute, he holding everything in its place. The only world that got two worlds, the only world, this world, that is out of order and is crying, it is earth because it's what Satan brought into it. But it was perfectly designed. There was nothing, there was no flaw in it, no weakness, no contamination, no diseases, no poverty. I mean, nothing. It was perfect. It was set up and designed to always give us the best. And we were put on this earth, hello? We were put on this earth to operate and pattern our action after God. He was and is our Father. And we were to operate in his wisdom, his knowledge, his ability, his love, controlling, governing, and spirit leading us, grace empowering us to do everything like he does. And everything was to go forth. But here's what then Satan said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I'll be like the Most High God. When he said all of that, God said, nope, you won't. Jesus said in Luke Gospel, I beheld Satan, what? Falling like lightning. That's how quick he got kicked out. He was pretty clever. You got to give it to him. He was pretty clever that he took a third of the angel with him. That's how clever he was. He deceived angels. A third of the angel he took with him. when he got kicked out.